Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup, man. It's a beautiful Thursday in Lincoln, Nebraska. I would bet maybe our morning outside in Lincoln is a little like, maybe better than the morning in Scottsdale right now. T, what's up? I'm telling you, man. You've been in Lincoln on a beautiful fall day, right?
Yes. Any weather that I do miss from Lincoln would be the fall weather. But man, I'll tell you what, man. I can see the moon right now in the blue skies, and it's like 70 something degrees right here, no wind, and it's supposed to get up to high 99 maybe, and I think we're done with 100. You know, yesterday, you know, the last day of fall was about 103 or something like that, and so now we're done with the hundreds, man. But good grief, I'm telling you, man, it's this weather is something to behold.
Yeah, I tell you, the only difference right now is you'd be a little chilly here because it is same skies. We can see the moon, all that stuff, and it's 59.
Oh, hey, I'm sitting here. Well, I shouldn't say this, but I'm sitting
here. No, man, you're working. You're working.
I'm looking at Ryder Cup Live, man, and these folks are walking around with coats and jackets, man. I'm like, oh, man, they're in Wisconsin, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh man, I don't know about that. This Arizona weather done spoiled me, man, and my blood is thin, man, and even I see jackets on TV, I get cold.
Yeah, I hear that. I was just looking up what it is there right now because I'm watching the same thing. I got the TV on right here. It is, by the way, it feels like 48 in Wisconsin right now.
Oh Lord, I'm not ready for that. Shoot, I don't even turn on my heat until probably January or February. That's what we do here in AZ, man.
Speaking of something that we might not be ready for or have never seen, I don't know if you saw the article Robin Washett put out the other day, but NBA Draft, I believe .com put this out. Did you see what they've got? You know, it's way too early, obviously.
Yes.
But they're predicting the draft.
Yes.
And have you seen a name that has surfaced on there as a possible one and done?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are we ready for that?
Oh, man, I'm pretty excited. Heck, I saw a little video of some of the practice, and I saw Kobe getting up in Bird's face, and I text Coach Hoiberg immediately, said, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I said, earn everything, and that's the way practice is supposed to be, man. And you know, I know that's Verge, man, but then again, those guys, if they're playing against each other like that, man, and that's going to prepare Bryce, you know, unfortunately for us, you know, for the NBA, man, because it starts in practice, man. And so I'm pretty excited. I mean, and like I said, I know we don't lost a couple kids out of Nebraska going elsewhere. Well, one going to Creighton, I guess, and then the other one going to Virginia. But that's okay. I mean, you know, it's still early, and, you know, there's a lot of talent out there. But I'm pretty excited about Bryce McGowan. But now he just got to prove it on the court.
Yeah, I want to say it's like bittersweet, but it's more sweet because if he does go one and done, it, you know, it's a great look for the program that we had a guy come in here and go pro right away. And it's also sweet that if he doesn't go pro, I mean, we get it back for another year. It's like a win-win.
It's a win-win, but you know, for the kid, man, I'm happy for him, man, and you know, I hope he is one and done, man. It's just, you know, he can go take care of his family, man, and showcase his talents, and then put, you know, keep Nebraska on the mat, you know, along with Benton and our other kid, Roy? I mean, who's our other kid?
Yeah, Roby.
Roby. Yeah, you know, just keep that legacy going with the NBA players, and that's going to help the future recruiting.
You know, with that, obviously, there's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say pressure, within it. But, yeah, there's a little bit there. There's going to be some, you know, innate pressure that kids put on themselves, especially when you start seeing that stuff. How vital is the coaching staff into maintaining expectations for a kid like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's everything, you know, and it's setting the expectations for the, you know, and of course you got Coach Hoiberg who's played and been in the executive, you know, the executive office in the NBA teams, a GM, a coach, you know, and played all those years and was All-American in college. So, you know, what better person to learn from? Then our strength coach, trainer, came from the NBA. He's trained NBA players and, that know what it takes to get your body right. So, I mean, he couldn't be in a better situation. And not only for Bryce, but some of the other players, you know, Trey, his brother is, you know, athletic wise is definitely NBA ready. You know, he just got to learn the point guard and how to lead the team. And, like I said, last time I saw him, I just told him, man, lead the team. So I think it's opportunity for the whole team and getting the whole team prepared for opportunities, if it's not in the NBA, but at least going over in Europe.
We're talking to former...
Speaking of Europe...
Sorry, Henry, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, man.
Speaking of Europe, man, let's give a shout-out to Jason DeRusso, who's retiring. And one of his teammates just reached out to me yesterday, and I'm going to send a video congratulating him, a vid. I think that's what they call it. Heck, I didn't know what it was called. I had to call the guy and say, man, what are you talking about? And just congratulating, man. And that's a Husker who played several years over there, so I just want to give him a shout-out.
That's awesome.
We're talking to Henry TV Cannon. Henry, I'm sure you saw yesterday that the team kind of had their little, like, media day. They took the team photo and everything. Yeah. I mean, you know, back when you had to do that, I mean, is that just pretty straightforward? Do you have any good stories from picture day?
Oh, it's not just clowning around. You know, the big deal was, if people didn't realize, a couple of my fingers were kind of bent, and so I was always proud of being able to palm the ball. You know, I got, you know, for my size, I got pretty long fingers, but a couple of them were bent, and I tell you what, we clown each other all the time. You know, D. Vic and Bo Reed, man, you ought to heard some of the classic clowning on each other for those couple years we were all there together, man. They got a name for each other. Bo Reed used to call D. Vic Earlhead Stadium, just his head kind of went up into a point at the top, and then I don't know if y'all remember Jughead from the Archies. I know y'all might be too young for
I've
that.
I've read
Jughead from, oh yeah, and that's what D. Vic used to call Bo Reed, and they used to just go at it, and we sat for him, and that was some of the days. You know, Coach Nee didn't allow us to have a lot of fun, but you know, of course, you know, when you're taking pictures and things of that sort, you know, you want to laugh a little bit, you know, and then you're back to business.
Hey, T, you know, we talked a lot about, and I asked Robin this yesterday too, and you know, you played the sport. And we talked a lot about the offensive side of how these guys, we got a lot of shooters, we got a lot of slashers, we got talent. We know that. When you look at the other side of the basketball, and we're playing in the Big Ten, and we know the Big Ten is the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
It gets the name big in 10, right? The big guys. And defensively, when you look at our roster, how do you feel like we stack up defensively in the Big Ten?
I think that's going to be one of our Achilles heel. I was just talking to Jerry Shoecraft. Let's just call him Jerry. Last couple of days. And okay, Shoe. We were just talking about that, and we saw some of the team photos and things of that sort. So we were just thinking, golly, where's the size? You know, Walker, you know, is undersized big man, but he's very skilled. We got the kid out of California, the 4-star, that we'll just see what he brings to the table. I just think the inside game would be difficult, man, but from the perimeter side, I think we can play with anybody, defend on the perimeter, and definitely from a scoring, I mean, we're going to be able to keep up with any team from a scoring perspective, but, you know, I just kind of worry about the inside and the rebounding at this point, but that can be taught. I mean, that's, you know, boxing out, I mean, that's when the fundamentals of the game come in.
We're
the
talking
basics, you know.
Henry,
no, go ahead.
So now I cut you off, man. I was just going to ask you, you know, you're talking about rebounding. Eduardo Andre, Robin told us that he's put on about 20 to 30 pounds. And, you know, you think back to last season, he was one of the most promising young kids we had on that roster. You know, what does him gaining that weight do for him? And, I mean, do you expect to see him get some more minutes this year?
Oh, absolutely. And stamina. I mean, you know, with that size, because last year he was kind of pushed around a little bit and beat up a little bit, man, but he put up a little muscle. I didn't get a chance to see him work out when I was in town a few weeks ago. You know, I think he had a little hammy or something, whatever was going on, but I can see the size on it. He's put up some little muscle, and that's going to help us out. And I see a lot of minutes out of him, between him and Walker and the kid out of Cali, you know, seeing some minutes, you know, because he's good on the perimeter. So I think, you know, there's some, you know, he's still maybe a year away, you know, but he got a year under his belt, and I think he's going to bring something to the table this year. And Nebraska, I mean, they better not sleep on us this year. And I'm being honest about that. And I've been trying to keep up on the other teams, man. And I got a guy here who's a third-generation Michigan State Spartan guy. And, of course, you know, he's talking trash about this weekend. And he's a Michigan State alum, and he's talking about his recruiting, and you know, we kind of own him in football. I think we're up 9-2 over their career in football, but from a basketball perspective, you know, and, you know, he supports us as well, and I support Michigan State, but I just think size-wise, man, I think that kid is going to bring something to the table and bail some minutes for Walker. Yeah, but we got to keep Walker healthy.
T, if you were still contemplating October 1st, the opening night of Huskers, and there would be a couple five-stars in town, Nebraska just added a teammate of five-star Simeon Wilcher, who is a four-star, coming to town. Jamarcus Lawrence is now visiting.
Ooh, man, oh, man. I told Coach Hoiberg I'm still up in air on that, because I'm kind of, unfortunately, I just heard that the receiver for Tampa Bay, you know, he's been vaccinated and he has COVID. So I'm just a little worried about that a little bit. I, you know, from a traveling perspective, I wish I was in driving. If I was within driving distance, man, I'd probably be there every week. Yeah. But unfortunately, I'm a long way away, so I'm still contemplating. I really want to get there, but you know, I'm still kind of worried about this this health risk, and see what happens there.
By the way, I've made that drive. It's not a fun drive.
Oh man,
a couple days.
It's
just long.
I never have.
It's just long.
We're talking to former Husker Henry T. Buchanan. Henry, this weekend the football team, they head to Michigan State. Did you ever go and play at Michigan State?
No, I missed it by 1 year. They played them the next year, and that was the blunder that we had. I know we ended up beating them the year after, I think, but the first year we played them at home, and I remember I was at the game, and I remember we was in a timeout, and Coach Neve kept Eric Johnson. I think Eric Johnson, on my former backcourt mate, had like 31, 32 points that game, and we really had – they had Steve Smith. We had him beat at home at the Devaney, but we we returned to the court a little late, and they end up scoring and end up beating us. I do remember, but I'm looking forward to that football game, because I know we've, you know, over the years, you know, I think we had the edge on the Michigan State Spartans. So I got to tell my guy Yanni that, you know, we're supposed to watch the game. I think we're going to watch the game at a Husker bar the first half and a Spartans bar the second half, or vice versa. So it's going to be an interesting weekend.
Going in enemy territory.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't mind, especially if we're playing well, because, you know, like I said last week, man, I thought we were going to compete well against Oklahoma, and we did, and have chances to beat them. And I think that's, you know, from a defensive and offensive perspective, I think we competed very well and should have beat Oklahoma.
Hey, you know, speaking of that, I want to a moment came out of that game. Obviously, there's so much we can get into the game about and stuff, but a moment came out, if you saw the Omar Manning one. What a great catch. Great to see him get on the field. But did you get a chance to see his comments after the game about the stuff he's been going through? It's the first time, by the way, he's ever talked to the media at Nebraska, by the way. But some of the mental health issues in his family, and he catches the pass, and he thinks about Coach Scott Frost. Can you relate to that at all? Because obviously we don't know what these kids go through. They're away from home and their situations. But how, I don't want to say cool, but how important do you think that moment was for that kid?
Well, it was definitely. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about some of our big wins, you know, against KU and teams like that in Missouri, and you just think about you know, what brought you there and things that you went through growing up, you know, even talking about State Farm with diversity and inclusion, and we are having these conversations worth having, and everybody is really telling their own story of their upbringing and things that they went through to get them where they're at today. And as an athlete, you know, I don't think people understand, you know, staying out of trouble. You know, I talk to a lot of friends. You know, I got family right now that's incarcerated that was very talented, you know, from a basketball perspective. And just being able to stay away from the gangs and stay away from, you know, just doing illegal things, you know, just to make ends meet. And then when you get to the level at Nebraska from a football standpoint, and be able to do something that make not only the university proud, but you're making your family proud. And not a lot of us, you know, from the inner city get the opportunity to go play at that level, especially at the collegiate level. And, you know, I was just reading something on Facebook, you know, and Jerry Shoecraft and I talk about this. And, you know, we can almost count on our two hands how many people out of Muncie that we grew up with that got the opportunity to play college basketball at any level. And so whenever you get that opportunity to showcase on national TV and do something spectacular, you know, those are some proud moments. And it's almost like that, you get that monkey off your back, you know, it's like, I've made it, you know. And so it's a lot that goes into it, and it's not over with, you know. And then, you know, then after that, you know, after the press conference, you get up, you go to class, you know, you still got to keep the books up, and, you know, your family is reaching out to you and they're proud of you, and you want to just keep that momentum going.
Henry, we really appreciate those thoughts. We're talking to Henry T. Buchanan on the Morning Hookup. Henry, you know, you looking at that Oklahoma game last weekend, I guess, you know, a lot of fans like what they saw. I know we lost, and of course it brings up the conversation about moral victories and you know, yeah, we're tired of being so close. I mean, what did you see from that game? I mean, did you think it was the best we performed?
I think that's the best that I've seen us play, you know, period, in the last, you know, since Scott Frost has been there. I mean, I just, you know, we saw Martinez, you know, from his freshman year. He looked like he was a freshman again. He's running the ball. He was explosive. The defense was bringing it, and we made Oklahoma work for it. And then Oklahoma's on a level, you know, close to Alabama and Clemson with the 5-star recruits across the board, man. And we were in Oklahoma. Norman is not an easy place to play, and so that's you know, it's. I just thought that just from a defensive and offensive perspective, I think we did what we needed to do. You know, we challenged the number three team in the country, ranked third in the country, and we put people on notice. And, you know, but Michigan State had a good win last week too at Miami, so they'll be prepared for us, and they know their history against us. So it's not going to get any easier for us.
Hey, T, I want to add, because this is interesting to me, because I feel like, I think this is one of those things. There's optimism coming out of Oklahoma, but in your career playing, did you guys ever have a team like you just battled with and you were so close and you gave it all and you lost, but then the next week you had to get back up for the next game? Did you have anything like that? Because I feel like that's where Nebraska is in this game. You went all out. You played toe-to-toe. You were probably, at times, the better team on the field against number three Oklahoma. And I would say Adrian Martinez probably outplayed Spencer Rattler in this game. How do you turn the page now to do that again?
Well, that's an easy one for me. And back in the Big 8 days, our battle was with K-State. They had Mitch Richmond, you know, the future, now Hall of Famer. And every game, whether it was at Michigan, except for one at K-State, except for one game, they blew us out. But the other three games that we played them, and we also played them 2 years in a row in the Big 8 tournament, I mean, every game went down to the wire where we had chances to win, and they had chances to win. And then we had to bounce back, and then K-State, and then KU was next, you know, because I think it was always back-to-back K-State and KU. And if we got by K-State or lost, then we had to get ready for KU. And I think my senior year, we lost to K-State, and then we turned around and beat KU. And I think that was with the Bo Reed shot. So you have to just get prepared, and you got to have a short memory. you know, and prepare for the next game because you're going for Mitch Richmond and Danny Manning, you know, so it doesn't get any easier. So that's kind of how the mindset you have to have. Then again, the coaching staff gets you prepared as well. You know, after the loss, you know, coach, you know, he never let you, you know, let you forget about it. But then again, he always prepared you for the next game. And so, you know, in the offense and the strategies and everything we did offensively, defensively is always going to be different because we had a totally different defense against Danny Manning than we did against Mitch Richmond, which Bo Reed and Rick Derrick Vick did a great job against Mitch Richmond. And then Danny Manning, we did a great job against him.
We're talking to former Husker Henry T. Buchanan. You know, Henry, it's funny how things change. You know, I remember after the Illinois game, of course, Frost's job was being talked about. And now you don't really hear that right now because we've won two games. We played Oklahoma, you know, tight. Are you seeing progress in this team? Because I feel like that's all really fans want to see right now is consistent progress.
Yes. Yes. And it's the progress, the right progress, you know. You know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, they talk about the certain plays that Scott consistently run that sometimes, you know, it doesn't work. But it seemed like it starts with Martinez. You know, if he's going, the team is going. And that's for both offense and defense. So we're, you know, our whole game is predicated around how well he plays. So if his mindset is there where it needs to be, teammates follow, you know, both offensively and defensively. And it does. And I think Scott knows the pressure. And, you know, the players read the same articles that the coaches read and the fans read and what people are saying. And the first thing you want to do is protect your coaches. You know, and matter of fact, the players are the one who's playing the game. You know, the coaches can do all the coaching they can and practice for hours each day, prep before the game and, you know, the rah-rah. But it's still up to the players to go out there to perform. And if the players are not performing, then, you know, no matter what the coach say or do or anything he gives you, it's not going to work. But I just think the mindset of the kids, man, and they want to win for not only the coaches, they want to win for the University of Nebraska and the state of Nebraska.
T, let's talk Ryder Cup. I think it's one of the best weeks of the year when we get the Ryder Cup. I mean, obviously we get the majors every year, but when you get this chance, to watch the America and Europe play each other, give me your thoughts, man. I know you're going to be watching it. How does America overcome what they've not done in the last century? I think we're like 2-7 or something in the last century.
I know. It's going to be tough this year. I mean, I've been kind of looking at it, and, you know, our most experienced player is Dustin Johnson with, this would be his fifth, and right behind him is Jordan Spieth. You know, then you're looking at the Europeans, you know, you got Sergio with 10th, this would be his 10th, you got Westwood, with his 11th, and, you know, you just, John Rahm is ranked number one, but you still got Justin and Patrick, you know, Rory, you know, I mean, you know, you can go on and on. But I think this is the year, hopefully, you know, luckily Bryce and Brooks had dinner the other day, so hopefully they're getting along tomorrow and we see what happens there. But we definitely got some gunslingers. I think this may be our year. And to win it, because I tell you what, this Patrick Cantlay, man, is something special. And I'm just looking forward to him in that match play, man, because you don't want to face him, rather, especially one-on-one. And Jordan Spieth's been playing decent. He just hasn't been finishing strong. And I think we had the team. I was still hoping Patrick Reed, you know, with some experience, made a team, but unfortunately he didn't. But European knows that they're in our head and they kind of own us. But I think this might be our year, man. And I've been kind of studying it. I'm a little worried. Dustin Johnson plays great at Whistling Straits. So let's see if he can get us started on the good foot here, man. And but it's going to be tough, man. Those Europeans is tough when it comes to Ryder Cup. And the president, I think it was the President's Cup.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Henry, I want to ask, you know, you talk about Bryson and Brooks. And I remember a few years ago we had Tiger and Phil paired together.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was always, a conversation about how these two maybe don't like each other. There's not, you know, a lot of likability. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it between putting two guys who maybe not like each other on the same team and how you can get good results. I mean, part of me thinks if you were to put Bryson and Brooks together, they would maybe do okay.
Well, I agree, because you're playing for the U.S. You're not playing individually or anything like this, or just your team. You know, it's almost like the Olympics, man. You're playing for that flag. And so I think I don't know who initiated that dinner between Bryce and Brooks, man, but I'm glad they did it. But you got to put that in the past, and now you're on the same team, man, and you're going for the same, you're going for that cup, man, and U.S., man, we need it. So I think it's good for theater, but at the same token, man, it's about Tony Finau. You know, I mean, it just, we got some young, some young gunslingers in there, man, that's going to make some noise. But I kind of like the drama a little bit. You know, and then if they succeed, this may catapult them, man, to put that behind us, man. And, those two can be number one and two in the world, man, if they can stay healthy. And we'll just see what happens, man. But I'm my toes are tapping, man. I can't wait till it starts tomorrow morning.
Hey, if you were throwing a party and you got to invite two of these guys to the party, who would you bring with you from the Ryder Cup team? You can only pick two. Who you hanging with? That's it. You got to pick two. Who you hanging with?
If I'm going to take two, I would have to take Dustin, because he just seems like he's a great guy.
Well, we've seen videos and photos of Dustin and what he does in the offseason.
He can party.
He can party.
Yeah, exactly. That's my kind of guy. Jordan's too boring. Hate to say that. He's too boring. And I think my other guy is, the rest of you guys, I think they're pretty boring, man. Maybe. Yeah, I have to go. Can I go to the European side and say Sergio?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sergio, a little wild card.
Yeah. I mean, because I like to, I like to have a little fun and a little, sip on a little soda here and there and talk a little bit, man. So that would be my two, and just to hear, because Sergio been around so long, man, and just I would just love to hear his story.
That's because Sergio's our age.
Well, and not only that, man, I remember him going at it when he was, 17, 18, and going at it with Tiger.
Yep.
Was in the Masters, and when he did that little run and jumped about 2 inches off the floor and off the grass. And, I would love to, he would be fun. I didn't like a couple of his comments, though, a couple of those matches, but that's okay. That's we're human and that's just where we're at in this society, but it is what it is.
He's a good poker player too. Henry, before we get you out of here, man, this weekend, Nebraska, Michigan State, you got a score prediction for us?
Oh boy. Well, I'm waiting, I'm working on a wager with my buddy Yanni, so I'm picking, and since we play well against Michigan State, I can see it 23-21 Nebraska victory by two.
All right.
I think it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, I just think that we just played against Michigan State very well, and we were coming off with some, we had a little confidence building from that Oklahoma game, and I think we have a good opportunity in Lansing. I wish I could be there, but I'm sure it's pretty chilly there too, so I'd probably been crying like a baby if I was there.
So with that score, is that a field goal to win it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know I've been seeing those Facebook posts. the new field goal about as wide as the field. that was at Oklahoma too, man. And if we're at home, man, I say we win that game. So it's just playing on the road, playing in Norman, man. That, a lot of pressure on that kid, and hopefully he can redeem himself. But is it me or is this true? Do we not have a special teams coach?
We do. Coach Dawson, who's doing the outside linebackers, has that duty this year.
Okay, so he just double duty then?
Yeah,
okay.
Last year we had the analyst, and now we've got the on-field coach.
We had an analyst, but remember, he left.
Left.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. I think it's going to be about a 2-point game, and I think we can pull this out. I know they won a big game on the road against Miami. Maybe Miami was overrated, but they're ranked 20th, and it is Michigan State. But we've always played Michigan State very well, and And so and we're going in there with some confidence, man, and, you know, just go Big Red.
Awesome. T, I hope you're right, man. Appreciate your time, man. Keep doing what you're doing out there, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, y'all take care. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
See you, T.
Henry T. Buchanan right there every Thursday. We have to keep remembering that. We did it right this week.
I always knew that Henry was Thursday. It's, yeah, it's Marco that I'm confused about.
He's at the top of the hour. So, also, by the way, special thanks to T. There, always good stuff with T. Will tweeted out, but programming update at 10:30 today. We're gonna have Phil Friend from the Lansing State Journal. We're gonna talk Michigan State, Nebraska.
Get some opinion from the other side.
Yeah, see how they're feeling. 3-0, ranked 20th.
Is it gonna be another interview of somebody just talking about Martinez, and that's all they're worried about?
I bet. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll find out.
That's been the key, man. So, again, 10:30, Phil Friend, Lansing State Journal. Be interested to see what he has to say as we talk Saturday, Nebraska and Michigan State. But coming up every Thursday, Marco D'Angelo, WagerTalk.com. Also got the show on YouTube, Bet On It. We're going to have 4 college games and 4 NFL games for you, picking you winners after the break.